In our previous shiur, we gave the background explanations based on the Rishonim and Achronim when to affix the mezuzah. In this shiur, we will focus on the halacha l'maisa. So, the halacha is that the owner of a residence in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or outside Eretz Yisrael, must affix a mezuzah with a bracha as soon as he moves in. If somebody rents, or as we said, borrowing has the same din as renting a house in Eretz Yisrael, he is obligated to attach a mezuzah as soon as he moves in. Mishum, as we just learned, Mishum, as we just discussed in the previous year, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. If somebody rents or borrows a house outside of Eretz Yisrael for less than 30 days, he's not obligated to put a mezuzah on. It makes no difference, says the Shach, in Simen Resh Peivav Yerideya Sifkotn Chavches, what type of kinyan he made in taking ownership of that properly. The fact that he only is renting or borrowing it for less than 30 days, and it's outside of Eretz Yisrael, makes that he shouldn't be mechuyev in a mezuzah at all. However, there is a very important discussion amongst the poskim. Somebody rented a residence outside of Eretz Yisrael, and the lease is for more than 30 days. So when the Gemara says here that if somebody rents an apartment in Chutz Laaretz for less than 30 days, what does that mean? Does that mean because the lease was for less than 30 days? Or is it because a rented apartment in Chutz Laaretz is not mechuyev in a mezuzah before 30 days? There's a very famous Namuki Yosef that says that even though our Gemara differentiated between renting in Eretz Yisrael versus renting in Chutz Laaretz, says the Namuki Yosef that if somebody rented an apartment in Eretz Yisrael for more than 30 days, he's mechuyev to put up a mezuzah right away. And that is the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Resh Pei Vav Siv Kotn Mem Tes. The Nachlas Tzvi quotes the Siddur Derech Chaim as that being his opinion as well. And so was the opinion of the Chibina Rav and the Shaul Satshuvah Stev of Mishorim, Chelik Aleph Sumen Yud Beis. The Pesche Tshuva, however, in Sifkot and Chesen Resh Pei Vav, says that in Chutz La'aretz, don't put up a mezuzah before 30 days. So the Yarek Tana and Ramosha as well, Paskin, that what you should do is if you're renting an apartment in Chutz Laaretz and you signed a lease for more than 30 days, put up the mezuzah right away without a bracha, and then after 30 days, remove it and put it back up without a bracha. And Ramosha also says that he recommends don't nail it in. Just put it up in a way that could easily be taken down and put back up. I'm not sure if Ramosha means from a practical perspective, or maybe what Ramosha means is that if you put up the mezuzah full-fledged and then you just take it off and put it back on, maybe a shaila of a bracha levatola. Ramosha also, in that tshuva, Yerodei Chelik Aleph Simen Kef Ayin Tes, seems to differentiate between a mezuzah, between an apartment where you mean to live on a permanent basis, even though it's in Chutz Laaretz, then maybe there is more of an obligation to put up the mezuzah immediately versus an apartment that's not meant for permanent dwelling, like a summer home, etc. If somebody buys a home for a limited time, he knows he's going to only be living there for a limited time, but he's going to be there for more than 30 days, he's obligated to put up the mezuzah immediately. The Shaul's Chuvus Maram Shik, Yerudei Simon Reish Pei Zayin says that if you own the home, then you have a full-fledged Shchiv Deraisa to put up a mezuzah, even though you don't intend to remain there for a very long time. So when is it considered that you moved into the house, that if you own the house anywhere, or if you're even just renting it in Eretz Yisrael, you're obligated to put up the mezuzah immediately? What does it mean that you move, that at what point does that happen? So the Paiskim say that certainly as soon as you live there, you're mechuyev mezuzah. And that was the opinion of my Rebbe, Reb Tovya Goldstein Zatzal, who held that you should only put up a mezuzah when you move into the house. However, the Sefer Mezuzos Beisecha quotes Paiskim that say that as soon as you move your belongings into the house, even though you're not living there, you're mechuyev to put up the mezuzah right away. When putting up a mezuzah, you're allowed to put up a mezuzah even at night. On the contrary, the Paiskim say that if you move into the house at night, put up the mezuzah, and you're mechuyev to put up the, and it's a situation where you're mechuyev to put up a mezuzah immediately, put up the mezuzah immediately. As we keep on repeating, the mezuzah is a shmira from the mazikim, so you want to have that shmira as soon as possible. If somebody rented a home for less than 30 days, he's not mechuyev in a mezuzah. But let's say he put up a mezuzah, and then he decides to remain there longer than 30 days. The Paiskim say he should take off the mezuzah on the 31st night, make a bracha, and reattach the mezuzah. Day one, if you're renting a home, we were saying that the first 30 days is you're not mechuyev to put up a mezuzah. What is day one considered? Day one considered the day you moved in. It doesn't have to be a full 24-hour day. And therefore, let's say somebody moved into a rented apartment in Chutz Laretz a couple of minutes before the Shkia, that is already considered day one. And you put up the mezuzah, as we keep on saying, on the night of the 30, as the day 31 begins that night. If that night is Shabbos, when obviously on Shabbos you're not allowed to put up a mezuzah, he should put up the mezuzah, he should wait till Matzah Shabbos and put up the mezuzah immediately on Matzah Shabbos. If somebody rented a home in Chutz Laretz and was saying that if you rent a home in Chutz Laretz, you don't have to put up a mezuzah, you don't till day 31. So he rented a home and he doesn't put up a mezuzah until day 31. And now in his rented apartment, he adds a room that has a chiv and mezuzah. He has to put that mezuzah up for that new room immediately with a bracha, since he's already in that home previously for more than 30 days, the rule that you wait in Chutz Laretz 30 days until you put up the mezuzah doesn't apply. As we said, if you live in a motel, hotel, where the room that you live in is not really your room, and the administration could reassign you to any room at any time, you don't have a chiv mezuzah. If somebody receives a residence instead of payment for any service, somebody gave you a home as a payment for services rendered instead of paying you in cash. It's considered as if he owns the home and he has to put up the mezuzah immediately. If Rachmanot Zlon, one's house is destroyed and the government provides homes for those victims, a mezuzah need not be affixed, even if he's going to be in that home for more than 30 days, because it's not considered his home. It's only a place that he's been given as a temporary dwelling that he has absolutely not considered even like a renter, and he has no chi of mezuzah.